السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. We say أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحبا to all those that have taken out their time, and جزاكم الله خيراً to all those that have taken out their time to come and witness this wonderful and joyous occasion of the completion of the Qur'an-i Majid, indeed a great opportunity for us to attach ourselves to Qur'an-i Majid, an opportunity for us to bond with the Qur'an-i Majid, for us to understand the achievement, or for us to, as we would say, celebrate the achievement of these wonderful huffaz, the three huffaz that will be completing the Qur'an-i Majid. And the purpose of these gatherings, let us correct our intention. The purpose of it is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sitting in this gathering. And over and above that, so that we make tawbah, we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, so that inshallah we might leave the gathering with some sort of a fervor. That however much of Quran I might have learned, inshallah I'm going to make an effort to go a little bit further than that. And if I am a hafiz of Quran, I am an alim, I am a scholar, whatever it may be, then I'm going to increase my recitation of Qur'an-i Majid, my understanding of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, before we call upon our esteemed guests, we will inshallah discuss a little bit and mention a few virtues, which inshallah Hazrat Mufti Sahib will talk more in detail about. But just for us inshallah to prepare the field for Mufti Sahib inshallah, and to prepare what we say, you know, before the main meal, we get a little bit of that, the soji and the sweet meats that come. So a little bit of that for us to prepare ourselves, get the right frame of mind. And we will mention a hadith that we all know. We hear every year, every different jalsa, we hear about it. And sometimes we feel because it's so common, we forget the importance of these wonderful, beautiful words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They should bring within our heart that feeling that now, I am not in a normal gathering. I'm in a gathering where Qur'an-i Majid is going to be completed. I'm in a gathering where there are youth that have spent there so many years learning the Qur'an-i Majid. So the first hadith we will talk about, narrated by Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and a very famous hadith an Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allama, that the best of you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach it to others. In another narration, خِيَارُكُمْ مَنْ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ وَأَقْرَأَ, that the best of you are those that read the Qur'an-i Majid and teach others how to read the Qur'an-i Majid. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is a hadith that we can take great benefit from. That one hadith mentions those that learn the Qur'an and teach it to others. The other mentions those that read the Qur'an and teach others to read it. Each and every one of us can take an opportunity that we can make this our pursuit. As Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi very clearly mentions, and he mentions that there is no other pursuit that is better than following, or better than putting your full effort behind Qur'an-i Majid in every way, whether it be listening. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested Sahaba to read and he would listen. On other occasions, to read the Qur'an-i Majid, to delve into the meaning of the Qur'an-i Majid, to just be part of a gathering where Qur'an-i Majid is being recited. All of this falls under this hadith. And we can make a firm intention starting from today, that we will inshallah make this our pursuit going forward. That we will try inshallah to learn the Qur'an and teach it where we can. The next hadith, a very famous hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all have heard this hadith on multiple occasions. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala, من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله حسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها. That the person who reads one harf, one letter of Quran, so great. A person has to read an entire book, an entire novel, whatever it may be, even if it be a great book, a book of some sort of knowledge, juristic rulings, whatever it may be, he's not going to get a reward for every harf, every letter. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains it in detail and says that, La aqulu alif lam mim harfun. I do not say that alif lam mim, But we all know the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah and other surahs is one harf, one letter. Rather, Alif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is one letter. Now if you think about this, and I did a little bit of calculation, that the amongst the three boys that are here, amongst them they completed in this year, just in this year alone, 30 juz of Qur'an Majid. And we average out each juz, each para to be about 25 pages, 24 pages, depending. So, 25 pages, and with the math, etc., it comes to 18,750,000 rewards they have gained. Now, can we think about that? This is taking that they read the page one time. And with the five sabak system in the madrasa, sometimes they're reading the page 5 times, 10 times, the ayah so many times, one ayah is not going in the head, they're reading it so many times, one page. Can we imagine the millions and billions of rewards that is being written for them? That's why I always say the biggest buzruks in the world are the boys in the youth class. The amount of reward they are accumulating, we cannot even think about that, the amount of Qur'an and Majid they are reading. One page, one ayah they are reading so many times a day, and this is the amount of reward they are getting. So if you think about this hadith, when we leave, let us think about that today I'm going to start. If I'm not reciting Quran, quarter page, half a page. If I am reciting as a hafid, at least 3 juz a day. And as the Egyptian Qurra used to say, that the person who recites 5 juz a day, a person will never forget his Quran in Majid. So we can think about that as well. That we can inshallah try and recite as much Quran in Majid as possible. Inshallah, without further ado, we will call upon Hazrat Mufti Sahib inshallah to bless us with some words of wisdom. Just a little bit of introduction. We all are very well affiliated and we are very familiar with Mufti Saab, Mufti Zubair Bayat, Damat Barakatuhum, Hafidhahullahu wa Ra'ah. However, just a little bit of an introduction for us to understand so that once again we are focusing. Mufti Saab is the Amir of Darul Ihsan for now 25 years. Alhamdulillah, great work is taking place under Mufti Saab's supervision, involved in all different fields of dini work. And over and above that, Mufti Saab is the Khalifa of Hazrat Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Saab, Rahimahullah. And then over and above that, Mufti Saab had a very close working and personal relationship with Hazrat Mayunus Patel, Rahmatullah Ali, who many of us might definitely know here in the KZN area. And we know Hazrat Mayunus Patel, Rahmatullah Ali, is the founder and the person who, through his barakah, the madrasa, Alhamdulillah, started. So Hazrat Mufti Saab had that great and close relationship with Mayunus Patel, Rahmatullah Ali. Let us inshallah pay attention to what Mufti Saab is going to tell us, and let us inshallah try and make amal and practice upon it. We call upon Hazrat Mufti Saab inshallah to address us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنا ثم إن علينا بيانا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Let us all recite Durood Sharif. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اما بعد, respected ulama, elders, brothers, our young students, especially the young Huffaz who are going to complete the Hifz today, and our mothers and sisters who are listening on the audio streaming platforms. Before I start, I have to do a bit of an interruption. This is like a never-ending sunnah. Here, Honda Jazz CC10 CKZN. Kindly remove your vehicle. So today we are here for a very important occasion, the occasion of young ummatis of our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following in his footsteps, in that he was the greatest hafiz al Quran in this ummah, and they are following in his footsteps, his sunnah of memorizing the Holy Quran. What doubt can there be that the greatest hafiz of this ummah was our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself? He is indeed the greatest hafiz, the first hafiz, the greatest hafiz, the person upon whom the Quran was revealed. And then all who become hafiz are in actual fact following this great sunnah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam of memorizing the Quran. So they are worthy of the greatest honor because they are fulfilling a very, very great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the memorizing of Quran. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the wahi down upon beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the agency of Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam used to come down with the wahi, and he used to recite, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read behind him, and this is how he would memorize. As Jibreel alayhi salam would be reciting, then he would be memorizing, and in this manner the process of memorizing was being achieved. And out of anxiousness and concern that he must not miss out a single word of the wahi and revelation, that he should not forget any word of the wahi and revelation, out of anxiousness, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite very fast, used to read it very swiftly, in order not to forget any ayat, not to forget any word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayats which I recited. La tuharrik bihi lisanaka lita'jala bihi. Do not hasten in the recitation. Don't hasten in the recitation. لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَ. It is our duty, our responsibility to gather these words in your heart. And it is our duty to let these words flow from your Mubarak tongue, and to gather in your heart and to be memorized in your heart. It is our duty. Inna alayna jam'ahu. It is our duty to gather it in your memory, wa Qur'ana, and to make you recite it correctly. فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَ. When we teach you to read it, then follow our way of recitation. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَ. Then it is upon us to give the commentary and explanation. Even the tafsir of Quran came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was sent down upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he then shared with his ummah in his ahadith, which is the first source of tafsir of Quran, is from the very ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we will find in every hadith kitab, there is a bab al-tafsir or kitab al-tafsir, in which the tafsir of various ayat of the Quran was given directly by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the being and the personality upon whom the Quran was revealed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam would recite the ayat. More than 18,000 times Jibreel alayhi salam came in that duration, from the time of the nubuwwah till the demise of beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam. More than 18,000 times Jibreel alayhi salam came. And then he would recite, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would listen, and then he would read. And remember one thing, the only angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was given permission and ability to read Quran is Jibreel alayhi salam. All the other malaika, the angels, they are made of light, they are sinless creations of Allah, but they are unable to make tilawat of Quran. They are able to listen to Quran, but they are unable to make tilawat of Quran. The only angel who used to make tilawat was Jibreel alayhi salam. What a great honor it is for this ummah, that as sinful as we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the honor and the ability to recite Quran. Even the angels don't have this ability which was given to this ummah. The only angel who was given this honor is Jibreel alayhi salam. And he would read, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite after him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the task of memorizing easy for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the task of memorizing Quran easy for all who wish to memorize it sincerely. Only Allah can place the Quran into the heart, into the memory. Nobody, no human being has the ability of doing that. The ustad is a facilitator. He is only assisting and guiding the process of memorizing. But the ustad can't make the student memorize. That every student has to do himself. The ustad will encourage him. The ustad will sometimes reprimand him, and in the good old days, the ustad will whack him, as it used to be in the past. Good hafizes came from that. So that was the ustad's job, was to guide and to encourage and to facilitate and sometimes to push the student along. But the ustad could not make the student memorize. I remember in our studying days, our ustad, Hazrat Mufti Ismail Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, used to tell us, you know, some chapters and so on. He used to say, "Bhai, I'm trying to explain to you people, you're not understanding. You know, I wish I could take this kitab, make a ta'weez out of it, put it in the water, and then give you all to drink so you all understand." So the ustad can't make the ta'weez now and give the student to drink and say, "Right here now, drink 5th para or 10 para or 11 para." The student has to learn, he has to recite. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the Quran into the memory and into the heart and the mind of the student. So this is a amazing gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we say that the Hafiz, he is actually following in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by memorizing the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this so much, this act of memorizing Quran by the Hafiz. And he is by selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not election, as per the words of none other than our great Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, summa rahmatullah alayhi, possibly sitting right here in front on this very chair at this very minbar. Hazrat may have mentioned these words, that a Hafiz is by selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not by election. There's no voting system that the people go and vote and say, right, this person, we are voting for him to become Hafiz. There's no voting. There's no election here. He's purely by selection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects whomsoever he wants, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them the repositories and the deposit and the vault and the safe wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves his kalam, and his words are preserved in the heart and memory of the Hafizul Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this Hafiz's achievement to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the Hafiz to assume one of his names and one of his sifat, which is Hafiz, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظَهُ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. The actual Hafiz is Allah. Allah's title is Hafiz, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the Hafizul Quran to take his title. Allah allows the Hafizul Quran that you can also adopt this title, which is my title, because you have my kalam in your heart, you are allowed to take my title. So we say, Hafiz Sahib, Hafizul Quran. This is Hafiz, so and so. This is Hafiz that is completed Allah's kalam. We use that honorary title. And the people of Quran, they are khairukum, the best, as Maulana quoted also, that the hadith of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they are the best, they are the best. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared the people of Quran to be the best people, those who learn Quran, those who learn Quran. There is such a great glad tidings in this for the whole ummah, that the whole ummah can become the best. All of us can be the best. Why? If we can't teach, then we can learn. Make intention to be a student of Quran till the end of our life. And we will be included in this honorary category of being the best. Make intention to learn Quran. And it is very possible every person can learn Quran. Even the elderly people, elderly men, elderly women, they can also learn Quran by sitting in the halaqat of Quran, by sitting in the dars of tajweed, and making tasheeh of the Quran, like we see, mashallah, in Masjidun Nabawi Sharif, Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful sight. May Allah take us again and again to the Mubarak cities of Makkah and Medina. Nobody is saying Ameen. May Allah take us again and again to the beautiful cities of Makkah and Medina, and we will see, Allahu Akbar, the halaqas of Quran in Medina, Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. Old people, young people, children, very elderly people too, they are all sitting in the classes, different classes at different pillars, and everyone is sitting there and they are learning Quran eagerly. The little children are reading, the elderly are reading. I remember one elderly man, very old person, came, I used to sit with my friend there, who's in Medina Sharif now, my Dora Hadith Sati, my Sati, who we studied together, graduated together. He's now staying in Medina Sharif for the last 40 some odd years. And every day this elderly person used to come and he used to read few ayats of Quran to him. And I used to ask him, Maulana, he said, no, this person, as old as he is, but he's got the shock and the desire to read Quran, so he found comfortable and convenient to come to me. I listen to his lesson, few ayats he reads, that's his sabak for the day. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create in the whole ummah the attachment with Quran, the eagerness, the zeal, the enthusiasm to listen to Quran and to learn Quran and to recite Quran to a teacher and to rectify our Quran, to rectify our tajweed. Many a times we learned when we were children, we learned in the old way, the old style, at that time, there wasn't so much of emphasis on tajweed because that level was not there. As ulama came, as qurra came, alhamdulillah, now we find that there is a much better level of tajweed. Even our hifz students, mashallah, they recite with beautiful tajweed, they memorize with the tajweed. So the younger generation have a big advantage that they have been learning with tajweed. But the older generation, they may not have had that opportunity. But it doesn't mean that now we should just stay like that and say, well, that's how I learned, so now I'm just going to carry on in that way. No, we should try to improve our reading of Quran. As old as we are, we should not stop our effort to try to improve our reading of Quran. We can do that till the last day of our life, and so that we can be written down as khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allama. May Allah Ta'ala create that environment and that mahol and that atmosphere in all our masajid that we have these halaqas of Quran, tashihul Quran, rectification of Quran. And never ever should a person feel embarrassed or shy to go and sit in that halqa and to correct one's reading. It is better to take, if you're feeling embarrassed, rather take embarrassment in this world than embarrassment of the day of Qiyamah. And there is no embarrassment. In fact, it is an honor. And you will find that people will appreciate and love those who make an effort. Even the ustad will appreciate. And everyone will encourage you that mashallah, you are doing well, you are trying, you're making an effort. It is a little bit of work in the beginning, but as we get going, we will see that how we will start to enjoy our Quran reading. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Those who are not hafiz, those who have not learned the tajweed correctly, make this intention. As it is, we are heading to the month of Ramadan. We are now just less than 90 days, less than maybe 2.5 months away from month of Ramadan. It's just a matter of next thing is Rajab and Shaban, and then it's Ramadan. So this is the time when we have to start warming up and getting ready for the great month, because that is the month of Quran. Shahrul Ramadan, Shahrul Quran. So we should start preparing and warming up for that from now onwards, inshaAllah ta'ala. And also, as I was saying earlier on, that the Hafiz has the title of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has got the title of being khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama. Then he also has a title of being inna lillahi ahlina minan nas, the family of Allah. He is a royal family. The Hafiz are the royal family. Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas, hum ahlul Quran, ahlullahi wa khassatu. They are the people of Quran, are the royal family. Today if somebody says, you know, this person is from the prince or somebody from a royal family, people will pay attention. Oh, this is a prince, this is a person from a royal family. The Hufaz, the people of Quran, they are the royal family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the honor that is given to them in the akhirat, Allahu Akbar, we know the crowns are placed on the heads of the parents of the Hafiz on Yawmul Qiyamah. So Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi writes that if that is the honor for the parents who did themselves not memorize Quran, but their child memorized Quran, and it was because of their support and encouragement that the child completed, if the parents are getting the crowns, then what about the Hafiz himself? What crowns won't be given to the Hafiz? What robes of honor will not be given to the Hafiz? What ranks will not be given to the Hafiz? The Hafiz will be in the company of the Malaika and the angels on the day of Qiyamah. Al-Mahiru bil-Quran, ma'as-safaratil bararatil kiram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors the Hafiz with the companionship of the angels, the Malaika. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given great honor to the Hafiz. And then the Hafiz is given another great honor, and that is the honor of shafa'at and intercession, as we heard many a time from Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi, that it is like the Hafiz is given 11 passports of Jannat, one for himself and 10 to give out and to distribute to whomsoever he wishes to give it out. And for who? For those man wajabat lahumun nar, those who are already in the line and the queue of the people of Jahannam, those people the Hafiz will give them the passports of Jannat. Can you imagine how happy they will be? How excited they will be when the Hafiz will come to them and say, look here, don't worry, come with me, here's the passport of Jannat, come, I'm taking you with. They will never ever be able to stop appreciating and expressing gratitude to that Hafiz, because through him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from fire of Jahannam. And when a person memorizes Quran, Allahu Akbar, we find that the memory of that person also becomes strong. Because if you can memorize Quran, and this is the miracle of Quran, we don't know the language, and it is such a voluminous book, and we memorize it fluently, and we read it absolutely freely, without hesitation, easily. No other book we will read like this. No other book we can memorize like this. This is the mu'jiza and the miracle of Quran, that we are able to memorize Quran. This is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Hafiz, Allah gives him a good memory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sharpens his memory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sharpens his mind, his intellect. What a big benefit that is for the Hafiz. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him honor. The Hafiz has the honor. Ramadan will come now. Young Hafizes are standing and leading the whole congregation. All the millionaires and billionaires, and all the wealthy people, and all the professionals, and all the specialists, and all the doctors, and all the even ulama and Sheikh al-Hadiths, they are reading Taraweeh behind the young Hafiz is leading them, and everyone is listening to the Hafiz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives honor to the Hafiz that he leads the people in Salatul Taraweeh. Allah gives honor to the Hafiz, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives the Hafiz special protection, because the Hafiz feels, I'm a Hafiz, how can I do the things that are haram? How can I go into the places that are haram? If he understands what gift Allah gave him, if he understands his honor, he understands his position, he understands his rank, his status, the Hafiz is not going to go to the wrong places. He's not going to do the wrong things, because he will feel embarrassed and shy. Allah gave me Quran, how can I do this? So the Quran is also a means of protection for the Hafiz to go into haram and to do the wrong things. If the Hafiz goes off track, may Allah protect the Hufaz especially, then they are setting a very bad example, because the non-Hafiz youngsters are going to say, Hafiz Sahib is doing all this here, so what's there if I do? Allah Ta'ala give hidayat and understanding. And even if a Hafiz went off the track, it doesn't mean that now we write him off. Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq of tawbah. He'll make tawbah, he'll repent, he comes back, he makes effort on his Quran will come back to him, insha'Allah Ta'ala. So, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given the wahi, Jibreel Alayhi Salam is to recite to him, then he would read Quran, he would teach the Sahaba. From the time of Makkah Mukarramah, the Sahaba were learning Quran. As the ayats were revealed, they would learn. They would memorize. He would recite to them. He would make them write the wahi down. There were special people who were assigned the responsibility of writing the wahi. They were known as the katibin wahi, the writers of the wahi. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of those people who had the responsibility of, who would be called to write down the wahi. Those amongst the sahaba who were literate, who could write, they would write down, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite, they would write it down, and it would be preserved, and all of that came into use later on, in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Quran was now rendered into a written form, and later on in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the second compilation of Quran took place, all those, mediums, they were written on sometimes on the bark because there wasn't paper, so it was written on different mediums, and it was kept and it was preserved. And that is how the Quran was also compiled, with the written form and the memorized form. The memorized form is obviously the original form, and the written form was to back up and to support the memorized version of Quran. And so Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read to the Sahaba, and then he himself would recite Quran, and he would make tilawat, and he would read long rakats in the night, and he would read many, many juz, and he would read the long, long surahs, and sometimes he read the whole Baqarah, and he read the whole Surah Ali Imran, and he read the whole Surah An-Nisa, almost 5 juz and more, and in one night, sometimes he would read like this night, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and reciting Quran, and this is how he kept the Quran fresh in his own mind and his own memory, and he taught it to others, and the students started learning from beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One by one they would come, they would learn, and like that, in the lifetime of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are several people who had memorized the Quran. Those regard whom there is absolutely no doubt, there are 6 people without any doubt that all the ulama unanimous memorized the Quran in the lifetime of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and these were Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was that personality who was the one who recited the Quran the most beautiful and the most accurate, and aqra'uhum bil Quran, Ubay bin Ka'ab, Ubay radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Salim Mawla Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and a certain Sahabi by the name of Abu Zaid Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These were the people who memorized already in the lifetime of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other ulama have added to the list, and they have mentioned that even Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and Sayyidina Umar, and Sayyidina Usman, and Sayyidina Ali, the Khulafai Rashidun, they had also memorized the Quran in the lifetime of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, they had also memorized. And then the likes of people like Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These are mentioned in the kitabs, the books of Seerah and Tariq mention the names of these people. And there could be more, but these are the many names that are mentioned who memorized Quran in the lifetime of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to him every year in Ramadan, and he would do revision with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salam would read, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would listen to him, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite to Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam would listen to his reading. This system of what we call revision or door, where one reads to the other and the other listens, and then that person reads and the other one listens. This is the established sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel alayhi salam, and this was the manner in which the Quran was kept fresh. Now, there was in the Sahaba a young man, very young, young boy in fact he was, but very intelligent, very bright, very, very eager to learn Quran and to acquire knowledge. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina, he had already sent 3 teachers to Medina. Before he came to Medina, before the many made hijrah, the first 3 people he sent was Musa bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abdullah bin Umair Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Salim Mawla Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent these 3 sahaba to be the mu'allimeen of Medina and the teachers of Medina. And they were there teaching the people of Medina. 1 year before the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they already started teaching and many started learning and many started memorizing. And these young people were eager. And there was this youngster who was very eager. He learned quite a lot. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina, then Musa bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala presented his student and he said, Ya Rasulallah, this youngster has got a lot of potential and he has learned so much of Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listened to him, tested him, and he said, MashaAllah, he has got the potential. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept him very close to him. And he would be always close by. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam keep special attention on him. And he would ensure that he was learning his Quran. And to such an extent that in the last year of his life, the last Ramadan of his Mubarak life, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed this young sahabi permission to sit in his company when he was reading to Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam was reading to him. He allowed this sahabi to be in his company. Allahu Akbar. That year, he read twice to Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam recited twice to him. Unlike every year when they read only once, this was 1 year when double revision took place. And this young sahabi was allowed to sit by him. And who was this young sahabi? This young sahabi was none other than the personality of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. Zayd bin Thabit, young person, very intelligent, amazing mind, amazing memory, amazing ability. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, learn the Hebrew language. Within days he learned the language. Told him to learn the Syrian language. Within days he learned the language. He was a master at learning languages too. And he was a master in the Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the potential in him and he nurtured him and prepared him so that he would play the great role that he played. Because when it came to the issue of the compilation of Quran, then the mashwara took place between Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. First idea came from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because now the battles took place, the battle of Yarmouk took place. The battle of Yarmouk, many, many huffaz of Quran were made shaheed. According to some narrations, between 500 and 700 huffaz of Quran were made shaheed in that battle of Yamama. So not Yarmouk, the battle of Yamama. The battle of Yamama against Musaylima al-Kazzab. More than 500 to 700 huffaz were made shaheed. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very worried. He came to Sayyidina Abu Bakr. He told him, O Amirul Mu'mineen, if this is going to carry on, it mustn't happen that the Ummah loses the Quran. Now maybe it is necessary to compile the Quran in a book form. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu not listen to anything in the beginning. He said, what? You want me to do something Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do? But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu persuaded him until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the heart of Abu Bakr and he also agreed and he saw the wisdom and the need, and so they were now in agreement, mutual mashwara, that we should, now the question came, who's going to do the job? Who are we going to choose for this task? And both of them unanimously chose the best man for the job, and that was none other than Zayd bin Thabit. They called him and they told him, look here, young man, you got a big task, you got a big mission, you got a big responsibility. And he carried it out with such beauty, carried it out with such amazing capability, that today we all are benefiting from the efforts of these great personalities of Islam. So subhanallah, from that time already, the effort of memorizing Quran has been carrying on in the time of Sahaba, then the times after that, and it carried on right to, you know, our time. And alhamdulillah, even today in this day and age, when the Muslims came to South Africa, the first Muslims that came to our country, which province did they come to? Let me see who of y'all know a little bit of your history. I know you wrote your history paper, but let's see, maybe we'll minus marks if you don't know the answer here. Can anybody tell me which were the first part of the country where the Muslims came? In South Africa. I'd just like to see some youngsters' hands go up, inshallah. Let's see, I'll maybe give one chocolate too, or maybe some reward. Cape Town. Something, inshallah. Shabash. Cape Town. We know Cape Town for Table Mountain and cable car and all those other things. But also know that the first Muslims came to Cape Town, and the first Huffaz of our country were also from Cape Town. And the system of memorizing of Quran started in Cape Town. And the great ulama who came, Tuan Guru Abdullah bin Salam, Qazi Abdullah bin Abdul Salam, was that person that wrote the Quran from memory. They had no copies of Quran. There was no printing press. There was no printed copies. They needed a copy of Quran. This great alim, from his memory, he wrote the Quran. And till today, that Quran is preserved in the first masjid in Cape Town. Who knows the name of the first masjid in Cape Town? Let me see one hand going up. Inshallah. Let's see who's going to say. Right? No, wait. Let me see some youngster now. The younger you are, the better chance you got. MashaAllah. Let us see. The first masjid in Cape Town. What do we call that masjid? The name of that first masjid. Come here, beta. Come here. What's the name of the masjid? Awwal masjid. Come. Take. Shabash. Jao, mashallah. Awwal masjid. The first masjid. And Allahu Akbar. The first copy of Quran that was written is preserved there in the showcase in Awwal masjid. If you go to Cape Town, make sure you go to Burqab and you go to Awwal Masjid and you go and see the copy of the Quran nearby this Cook sisters. You eat Cook sisters too also. But yes, that's where Quran was memorized, in Cape Town. And then after that, alhamdulillah, in many parts of the country. And I want to conclude on this note that Allahu Akbar, Quran is memorized all over the world. But the most beautiful example, the most inspirational example of memorizing of Quran is in one part of the world. Who knows which part of the world I'm referring to? Put your hand up, inshallah ta'ala. Let me see. If you can understand or gauge what I'm talking about. The best, which place is that? Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Ji. Gaza. Shabash. There's a conflict of interest in my family too. MashaAllah. Gaza, Allahu Akbar, the most beautiful, inspirational example of memorizing of Quran is in Gaza. Because the bombs are coming down, the missiles are raining down, bullets are flying, people are dying, people are crying, people are becoming shaheed, they're starving, but the hafiz, the huffaz, the students of Hifzul Quran are still carrying on with the journey of Hifz. So many completed their Hifz in that condition, and so many passed away in that condition. And so many, when they asked them, why are you trying to complete? They said, so that we can be raised on the day of Qiyamah with maximum ayats of Quran in our hearts. Allahu Akbar. In that condition, if they can memorize Quran, then why can't we memorize here? Inspiration for our Hifz students, that think of the students of Gaza and take example from them. And every time you feel weak, say, no, I can't be weaker than the students of Gaza. I got food, I got house, I got bed, I got clothes, I got everything. If they can memorize Quran, then I have to learn better than them. I have to make a greater effort than them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these huffaz, accept their parents, accept their families, accept their asatiza, accept their institution, accept their principal, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab, and all the good work that is taking place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase it more and more. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakumullah khair, and Hazrat Mufti Sahab, for those wonderful words of inspiration. And it should be sufficient for us, inshallah, to start our journey to becoming huffaz. If we are not already huffaz, and if you are already huffaz, then to increase our recitation of Quran and Majid. Inshallah, before we continue with regards to the three students that will be finishing, one hadith that I will mention, inshallah, so that we can take lesson. And just for the students, inshallah, to make an intention that once they are complete and complete their door and leave the madrasa, and there are many older students that have completed here in this majma, to see where they stand. There's a yardstick. So, an Ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, an Abi Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man shaghalahu al-Qur'an an dhikri wa mas'alati a'taytuhu afdala ma u'tiya sa'ilin, rawahu al-Tirmidhi, that the person who makes Qur'an Majid, His real purpose of life, his shaghal, that everything revolves around Quran. That everything revolves around Quran. That how much Quran did I read today? How am I falling short of the recitation of Quran and Majid? How much of the meaning of the Quran do I know? Did I forget any portion of the Quran and Majid? You feel like a fish out of water. At any time Quran and Majid is not in your life or part of your life, you feel like something is not going right. And Allah Ta'ala will give you more then what Allah Ta'ala gives those that even ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have the time, you are reciting Quran and Majid all the time. Let us make that intention. And this is not only for a hafiz of Quran. Nowhere in the hadith it is mentioned that only a hafiz can make Quran and Majid his purpose and his occupation. Any one of us can do it. That we set out a time daily, Quran and Majid is recited. As Hazrat Mufti Sahab mentioned, the halaqas of Quran. We find some alim in some masjid. We start off a halaqa, a few friends with the imam of the masjid. Some ulama, so much qurra we have in our mats. In every single masjid, every single locality, there are hundreds of huffaz. There is at one point there was no huffaz here in South Africa. So, we can inshallah make that intention. Inshallah next we will be starting with the completion of the Quran and Majid. The students wait for this time a little bit every year, because they know I speak sometimes about the students, some good qualities, and sometimes a little bit of the students for us to understand that the asatiza also can take a little bit of, you know, where the student was and some qualities that the student has. So, inshallah, we will call upon Hafiz Abdullah ibn Hashim Hussein. Inshallah, he can come to the front, inshallah. This Hafiz Abdullah, alhamdulillah, in this year, together with his schooling of grade 8, he completed 13 juz of Quran and Majid. And just one reason for this, and I would like to mention it so we can understand, many of us who have children in the Hifz class, there was another boy who's also completing today. He left to go to the full-time class. And he decided he's going to do full-time. They were at the same place. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ, that you should have competition with one another. These two students went neck and neck. One in the part-time class, one in the full-time class. Always worried that if he is completed and given 4 pages or 3 pages of sabak today, I must make sure the next day I am giving the same amount. And this is something we can build within our children. There is absolutely nothing wrong in having this competition. And together they are completing their Qur'an and Majid today. Both of them completed the same amount of Qur'an and Majid in 1 year. But it takes a lot of effort to do it together with schooling. And with that, alhamdulillah, together with 2 paras of door a day, 1.5 paras of door a day, with sabak door, with the those that understand the forward sabaks. So we, a lot of effort went to it, Allah Ta'ala taking from strength to strength. And one aspect with regard to Hafiz Abdullah, he's one of the most creative students in finding excuses not to come to madrasa. One of the most creative. Remember when I started, he was in the history class, he used to come in the afternoon, now madrasa starts 2:30. He'll come and say, Mufti Sahab, my leg is pain, I can't come to madrasa this afternoon. So in the beginning when I started, me, Bicharo, I'm a teacher, I was just starting, I never understood the student. You should let him go, phone your father, go home. After a while, I realized, you know, this boy here, there's nothing wrong with his leg, nothing wrong with his toe, nothing of that sort. And we told him the story about the boy who cried wolf. And then after that, I see, now even if he's very sick, we don't believe him. He has to come to madrasa, alhamdulillah. So Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, let us pay attention. And we should also, inshallah, make an intention that we can also complete our Qur'an.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, give his parents that crown on the day of Qiyamah. Just a reminder, the hadith sharif mentions, man qara'a al-Qur'an wa amila bihi. Person who recites the Qur'an, memorizes the Qur'an and acts upon it. Then inshaAllah, so it's upon the hafid inshaAllah, not only to recite it and keep it strong, to act upon it, to make sure inshaAllah that their parents will be honored with that taj, that crown of light on the day of Qiyamah. Inshallah, the hope is he can inshallah recite the Quran and Majid in one sitting once he completes his door, inshallah, which is what the ustaz have set as a goal, inshallah, for all our students. Next, inshallah, we will be having Hafiz Muhammad ibn Hafiz Muhammad Yusuf Qudrat that will be completing the Quran and Majid. He is the second of the two children to complete the second crown, inshallah, which his parents will inshallah achieve by his completion of the Quran and Majid. MashaAllah, he has been in the madrasa, as we say, sometimes some students are the furniture of the madrasa, and then some are the foundation of the madrasa. Hafiz Saab is one of those students, he was in the madrasa from years and years, I think so over 10 years already with the schooling, etc. He's in the madrasa, he's part of the foundation, he's part of the madrasa, every part of the madrasa knows him, he knows every part of the madrasa. Alhamdulillah, he has completed his Hifzul Quran in the amount of times his sabak was stopped also. By the Asatizah to make him do door, it has established a good base, alhamdulillah, for his door to be strong. This year he thought he will complete the Quran very early in the year. Beginning of the year came, the Ustaz told him that, inshallah, you have to complete a couple of rounds of door. And he completed that also, alhamdulillah, and Allah Ta'ala taking him from strength to strength, inshallah. We used to tell him that both the Ustaz and the students will go white and then you will complete the Quran and Majid. Alhamdulillah, I haven't gone white as yet, the other Asatizah also. But Hafiz Sahab, alhamdulillah, has quite a few white hair already. So, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, has granted him that wisdom by the amount of recitation of Qur'an and Majid. Allah Ta'ala, taking from strength to strength.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala taking from strength to strength. Although he's been in a madrasa for so long, he will be doing a 1 year full time next year, inshallah, to try and match his brother who completed the Quran Majid in one sitting in the last year. So he's inshallah trying to match that and also give the Quran Majid in one sitting. Allah Ta'ala inshallah grant him that strength, inshallah. Next we will be having Hafiz Abdul Rahman ibn Junaid Muhammadi. We all know that his nana passed away in the last week, all known by many of us as Baijan, who on his very last few hours of his life, even then he was spending the time in service of deen, in the different mashwaras, making the tashkil of different jamaats, etc. And Allah Ta'ala inshallah use him also for the service of deen. His grandfather obviously was very excited for his completion. And obviously inshallah the intention is that Risale Sawab will be sent for his grandfather inshallah. Allah Ta'ala grant him the high stages of Jannah. He has also alhamdulillah completed 13 juz in this year. And alhamdulillah, he has reached the stage where he is giving 5 paras dawr a day. Alhamdulillah, lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. So inshallah, the hope is that inshallah next year he will inshallah complete the whole Quran and Majid also in one sitting inshallah. And we inherited the student when he was already done with a third of the Quran and Majid. Allah Ta'ala give his previous ustad a full reward inshallah for the Quran and Majid as well. Allah Ta'ala inshallah take him from strength to strength.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
the time of Khatmul Quran is a time of acceptance of dua. So let us try and make the best of this opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these chances when we have a ready golden opportunity to ask all our needs and to seek protection from all our fears. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa alana Muhammadi wa ala ali Sayyidina wa alana Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصلي وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموت المسلمين اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة اللهم حاسب حسابا يسيرا فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا اللهم زين أخلاقنا بالقرآن ونور قلوبنا بالقرآن وأدخلنا الجنة بالقرآن ونجنا من النار بالقرآن اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان خاصة في غزة وفلسطين والسودان وفي جميع البلاد يا رب العالمين اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Ya Allah, accept this gathering. Ya Allah, accept each and everyone who is present in this gathering or is participating in this gathering. Ya Allah, accept these young huffaz and their parents and their families and their teachers and the institution. Ya Allah, keep the Quran firmly embedded in their hearts till their dying moments. Ya Allah, accept them for the service of the Quran. Ya Allah, make them practice on Quran. Make them the propagators of the teachings of the Quran. Ya Allah, give us all attachment to Quran. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to recite Quran clearly, melodiously, beautifully, with tajweed. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to practice on the teachings of the Quran. Ya Allah, make the Quran our companion in life and make it our companion in the qabr and make it our interceder on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, whatever weaknesses and shortcomings we have displayed towards the Quran throughout our life, we seek your forgiveness. Forgive us and grant us the ability to rectify our condition and our attachment with Quran going forward. This is a time for acceptance of dua. So inshallah, we will make silent dua for a few minutes so each and everyone can ask whatever they wish to ask for.
Ya Allah, accept all the du'as, what we made, what we asked, what we forgot to ask, what we not remember to ask. Grant all of it to us by your rahmah and your mercy. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim, wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Wallah, raise the stages of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullahi alayhi, Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, this plant, the seed that he planted, this institution, this taqwa institution, O Allah, make the sadqah jariya for him. And our marhum, Muhammad Sayyid Bhaijan, who passed away last week, Ya Allah, grant him also Jannatul Firdaus, and through the khatam of his grandchild, make it the sabab of his maghfirat and his entry into Jannatul Firdaus, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.